You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Trade agreements have been a big topic of discussion this election year. President Obama has been pushing for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The major party presidential candidates are both opposed to it. The North America Free Trade Agreement between the United States, Canada, and Mexico has also been criticized this election year. Last week, the agriculture leaders of Michigan released a letter in support of those trade agreements and others. Joining me now is Jim Byram. He's the president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. He was one of those who signed the letter. Could you briefly outline what you're calling for?
Well, I think the most important issue in the letter is very comprehensive, but the message we want to convey is that trade is absolutely critical to agriculture, and it's critical to many industries, but we speak specifically to agriculture. And our concern is that attacking things like NAFTA, agreements like NAFTA, suggesting that TPP be renegotiated or that it be thrown out, or generally vilifying trade as an activity really doesn't recognize what we do and doesn't show any appreciation for what we do in agriculture or a variety of industries in this country. We produce more than we could possibly consume here. We have to have trade. Trade is critical to what we do. And suggesting that we want to scrap NAFTA would actually be scrapping something like $3 billion worth of product that we sell to Mexico and Canada every year, agricultural products, and that would further devastate this industry. We're going through a time when commodity prices are low.
Let me stop you because I want to make clear, that's $3 billion for Michigan alone.
Absolutely, just Michigan. We ship everything from black beans to Mexico to apples to Canada and all sorts of other commodities in between.
The criticisms of the trade agreements are based on the belief that overall the U.S. has not benefited, that it's lost a lot of manufacturing jobs because of NAFTA, would lose more with the TPP. I'm sure you've heard those criticisms. How do you respond to people who don't think they're benefiting from trade agreements like these?
Well, and there is that criticism, no question about it, Lester, but quite frankly, it's important to ask the question, would those jobs have moved anyway, A, and B, in some of those cases, those manufactured products are being manufactured in Mexico, for example, where some of those products are consumed. They previously may have been manufactured here. With TPP, that's been a long negotiated agreement. Goes back several years, work has been underway on that agreement. And it is where it is at this point. It's not as simple as just saying, let's start over from scratch and renegotiate it. I'll give you a classic example. It was announced that the Chinese Prime Minister was in Cuba over the weekend and signed 30 agreements on economic cooperation and trade with Cuba, while we continue to negotiate what we would accept in our trade relationships with Cuba. It's happening all around us. Our competition is taking advantage of those situations. And if we don't step up and embrace trade, we're going to be the losers.
I want to talk about TPP. The letter indicates Michigan dairy and pork could be sold in greater amounts to Asian countries because of the TPP. Are there any hard numbers, or is this just all speculation at this point?
There clearly are opportunities around for markets in Southeast Asia and other countries that would be a party to TPP, but currently there's trade barriers or there's tariffs that economically prohibit us from being active. With TPP, it would reduce or eliminate those tariffs, which obviously would make us put us in a more economic advantageous situation.
So again, any hard numbers or any jobs created in Michigan, anything you can point to, even back of the napkin type stuff?
Well, you know, we believe that with TPP, we could see untapped opportunity of something like $4.4 billion on an annual basis, and that's out of the box, and that would include dairy, corn, and soybeans. We sell lots of specialty soybeans to Southeast Asian countries already. This would do nothing but enhance those market opportunities. So that's roughly the number. That's the back of the napkin number, if you will, but really, trade opportunities create additional trade opportunities. You know, for example, we have seen commodities work with each other to enhance trade in many countries around the world. Once one gets a foothold, others can take advantage of some of those same opportunities. So we think this is just the beginning of what could be a real great opportunity for agriculture and other industries as well.
When groups gather like this to publish an open letter, they usually have a particular audience in mind. Who do you want to read this and what do you want them to do?
We are pretty frustrated that if you hear the general conversation, Lester, around trade, there's an awful lot of folks that just want to go back to the way things were however many years ago when we didn't have some trade agreements in place. we want to make sure that people understand that trade does provide opportunity, it does create markets, and it does provide a sound economic footing in Michigan for agriculture and other industries that would be lost if we step back in time. So it really is intended for Congress, it's intended for state legislators, and it's intended for other policy leaders.
Jim Byram is president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. He, along with leaders in dairy, pork, corn, soybeans, and potato growers, issued a letter in support of NAFTA and the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreements. Thanks for explaining this to us.
Lester, appreciate the opportunity, and we just need to recognize that there is more to trade than just downside. There's upside for many, many industries as well.